Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Please note that the sponsorship for the Shirim are available. Please reach out if you want to sponsor a Shir. We're holding in Zvokim Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara starts Perek Shlishi by telling us that Shchita is kosher bizar. Kriyanim were required to do the Avoido only Mikabolo Ve'elach, but Shchita is kosher bizar. The Mashmos in the Gemara, the Mashmos in the Bavli, is that the Kriyanim could do Shchita. But it's kosher bizarre as well. Even the Chetchila, as the Gemara tells us over here. But a Kohen could do Shechita. But we do find some discussions regarding that. So first, the Chasam Sofer, printed in the end of Sefer Vayikra in the Ma'amarim, he explains there what happened. The Gemara in Brachas brings us the story with Shmuel. That Shmuel, when he came to the Mishkan, when his mother brought him as a little child, he saw that the Shechita they were doing with Kohanim. They were trying to find the Kohen. So Shmuel said, only mekabola ve'ilach mitzvas kehuna. So as the Chasam Sofer, well, they didn't know then that the Shechita is kosher bizar. You need Shmuel to do it. And then as the Gemara goes on said, Eli wanted to kill Shmuel because it was moire ho'yirah b'fnei rabbi. Why did Shmuel do that? So says the Chasam Sofer, they were always trying to get a kohen to do Shechita. Because although Shechita is kosher bizar, but it's preferred that a kohen should do it. But Shmuel said that's only good if a Kohen is a Kohen kosher. If he's a tzaddik, so then you should prefer a Kohen over a Zar. But Shmuel, when he saw Bnei Eli, everybody knew Bnei Eli were not acting properly, so said Shmuel, in this case, it's better to do a Zar, who's going to be a tzaddik, who's going to be the right person to do it. Meaning, what the Chasam Sofer is teaching us is that there's no preference, a Zar or a Kohen. They used to, I want to have a Kohen because he's more choshuv. But if the Zar is a bigger tzaddik, you take a Zar. But Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar, Chelek Gimel Daf Kuv Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, say clearly that a Kohen should not do the Shechita. It's not that there's no preference. There is a preference that a Zar should be specifically the one doing the Shechita, not the Kohen. And the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, he brings that the Imre Emes explained based on that, that's what Shmuel said. The reason why Shmuel is trying to prevent and stop the Kohanim from doing the Shechita is because Chazal tells us in Sefer HaZoyar that a Kohen should not do it. So it's a Frushi Misura. When do we have a din that you now will be Moira Ilo or Rav Fnei Rabbi? When you have time, when you can go to the Rav and ask him what to do. But to stop and prevent someone from doing a Hisur, that he could do right away. So that's why Shmuel tried to say, a Kohen should not do the Shechita. It should be only the Zar. That's why he said in front of Eli. What is the reason that a Kohen should not do the Shechita? So Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar say a very short lashon. They say, "Delo yivga mahu osor de'achid be." They should not be poigim, the place where they're holding on to. What does that mean? So we find three different explanations in the Zohar that probably all connect to a similar mahalach. The Shem Shmuel, in Leil Shmini Atzeres Tafresh Ayin Tes, brings the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, that the avoido of the Kohen is things that are bechashai, or hidden, or concealed. They don't do things out in public. We mentioned it earlier, that's the difference between a Kohen and a Levi, according to the Avnei Nezer, that a Kohen is doing things quietly, in a concealed manner, while the Levi is the one who's doing something more publicly, and makes it more noise, and more of a scene. So says the Avnei Nezer, all the avoidus after Shechita are all concealing something. You put the blood into a kli, and you don't really see the blood until you bring it on the Mizbeach. Once you reach the Mizbeach, then it's already going to a higher level. When you put the blood on the Mizbeach, it's kivyachol taking the blood to the place of Gedusha, a higher Gedusha. It's called Hidapkus Be'olam Ha'elyon. But the Shechita is revealing something concealed. What is Shechita? You're taking blood which is concealed in the animal, and you're taking it out and revealing it. That's not a avoida of a Kohen. A Kohen's avoida is everything has to be hidden, has to be nister. Here it's Gilui. Gilui doesn't belong to the Kohen. The second way that is brought down to explain the Zohar is Kayadua, that Kohen is the Midah of Chesed. Shechita, on the other hand, is the Midah of Din. I mean, it's a killing of an animal. You're stopping something. You're stopping the life. That's not the midah of the Kohen who has to be bringing chesed. And that's what Chazal is telling us, that a Kohen should not do the shechita, the killing, because he's bringing midas adin when he's supposed to bring midas chesed. And this leads us to the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Nosoi, that he explains that the al derech ha'avoido, Shechita is to come and break the bad habits. If a person has taivas, if a person is not a full tzaddik, and he needs to go and avodas Hashem, first thing he has to do is to break his tendencies, is to take away his bad habits. That's what Shechita represents. But then the higher level of avodas Hashem is the avodah of a tzaddik, where he doesn't have to break anything, he's just elevating himself to a higher place. So he says, Naim Elimelech, that's the pshat, the Shechita is bizarre. The Zar represents the one who's not such a big tzaddik. He has to break something. Then comes the Kohen from here, from Kabbalah on, you're not breaking anything anymore. So that's already an elevation that belongs to the Midah of the Kohen. And this is the same idea, the same halach, that Shechita is a Midah of Din and breaking, that doesn't belong to the Kohen. But Al Kaponi, we learn from here, where Chazal and Sefer HaZohar are teaching us, the Shechita should not be done by a Kohen, because it's against the Midah of the Kohen. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.